Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, when I was little, I wanted to be Miss America. And I, imagine me a little girl, and you guys know how I look, all right? Imagine me watching the Miss America pageant as a little girl, coming to my mommy and daddy, saying, that's what I want to be. And not very hard to imagine was their response. I would look down and say, go to school. You should go to school instead. I'm like, why? I want to be Miss America. Go do school. So I was told that I should probably stay in school because my ambitions to be Miss America would not evolve into anything successful. So I get it. And I, you know, big shock of my life, I never won a beauty pageant. You know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that. But a very, very interesting headline, and actually we've had multiple headlines where we have had many contestants in beauty pageants who are transgender. And in fact, some of them are crushing their cisgender competition. The latest winner is Miss Netherlands. Miss Netherlands has now been crowned. She is transgender, the first time in, I believe, the Netherlands history, and she is now going to be competing for Miss Universe. Her name is Ricky Valerie Coley. She's 22 years old, and she is exquisite. And so, you know, people have reached out to me going, okay, you know, how is this happening? How are biological men beating women in their own venue? You know, you look at swimming competitions, you look at sports, you know, and you think, okay, well, women will still be able to compete against women in beauty pageants. No. Transgender women apparently can beat cis women in any category. So why? Well, when you look at some of the transgender women, and I don't want to stereotype, but they have very long, beautiful legs. They have height. You know, if we're going to be objective about this here, because people are asking, how does a transgender woman beat a cis woman in a beauty contest? Well, when you look at some of these contestants, there might be a very interesting, shall we say, picture or checklist that some of these individuals may be able to have. So, for example, a lot of us women, cis women, are very well aware that women with fake breasts or breast implants may wear their dresses better, have that breast separation, be able to don a gown a little easier than for those of us with natural breasts. So does that mean in society does not like natural breasts? Maybe the breast implant look is more attractive. Maybe the women that have less estrogen or body fat and more of a sculpted chest might apparently be more attractive. And I'm hearing this all the time. We know, and I know many entertainers who do drag or impersonation, and they're exquisite. And people always ask, how does a transgender male become an exquisite female? Well, okay, the average woman I know is not shaving her legs all the time. She's wearing a muumuu. We're letting it hang. Yet you're looking at individuals in the entertainment industry that are very meticulous about their looks. You guys have seen me with makeup and without makeup. I plaster it on in a lickety split, and then transgender men, transgender women are able to. Apologies. A transgender woman maybe is more meticulous about her looks. I don't know. Now, I understand this is going to be very controversial. There will be individuals that are concerned that there won't be anything that women will be able to compete with other women for without being slaughtered in terms of ranking and in terms of speed and in terms of beauty by the transgender population. But is this something that, you know, is the average 5'2" female with natural breasts and a little bit more rounded not going to compete with a tall, slender man that transitions, can have breast implants and a makeover? And how many of us women with our natural hair swap it for wigs? So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And there is there's already bets out that our next Miss Universe will be transgender. In fact, this isn't the first time. I think Donald Trump had allowed a Canadian contestant who was transgender to enter the Miss Universe contest. So, if this is what society wants, this is what society wants. And like I said, she's exquisite, and congratulations to her. But I think you do have many women feeling like if they can't even compete in a beauty contest, then they will never be able to compete against biological males. And so we're already hearing women say they need safe places where they could be able to do things with other women that don't seem to be overshadowed by what a transgender woman could do. But I'll leave that for up to you guys to debate. But all I know is anytime I'm standing next to a transgender female, they totally look better than me. So I don't think I could ever win any sort of beauty contest ever. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm still getting patients calling up saying that they are feeling very, very sick after taking the weight loss medication Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro. And not a lot of people, but still people calling in. It doesn't necessarily have to happen week one. People say, you know what? I did well week one. I did well week two. So it has to be something else. It could be. We do have COVID circulating. We do have some stomach bugs. There's a romaine lettuce recall for possible cryptosporiasis. So there's... There could be other possibilities, but the patients that I've seen over the weekend, they linked it to hours after their injection that they would do on the weekend. Now, we are being told that there might be a safety issue in terms of suicidal ideation. European regulators are now carrying out a safety review of Wegovy, Ozempic, and Saxenda, the drugs that they use in Europe. We use Wegovy and Ozempic. I'm not sure about Saxenda. I have to double check on that. And there were reports from Iceland of three patients experiencing thoughts about self-harm and suicide after taking the injections. Now, that is already listed. I know when we look at black box warnings, those are the warnings that we want on the outside of the packaging, where it's very easily seen and patients are aware that this is something that, you know, you have to be aware of. But there's a slew of side effects in the PI, the prescribing information, that package insert. Small lettered and a lot of letters, a lot of reading that has to be done. Daily Mail is reporting it is already in those PIs. But now the European Medicines Agency, which polices safety medications and safety of medications, is now reviewing it. So, you know, this is a, they call it a signal. In Iceland, where the Icelandic Medicines Agency looks at three case reports and then they provide that information to the regulatory agency if there's an adverse event, a known one that was seen, or a potential new one that warrants further investigation. So the case reports included two cases of suicidal thoughts, one with Saxenda, the other with Ozempic, and there was another case with Saxenda. Now, these medications are very similar. And what they do is they help improve satiety. Hold on one second. I want to see if Saxenda is in the U.S. I know it's used in Europe. I believe it is FDA approved. Yes, yes, I do believe we have that in the U.S. Most, I don't see a lot of patients on it, and I can't explain why, but the FDA approved liraglutide, Saxenda, for chronic weight management in those over 12 years old. It had a 56-week study, double-blind study, that showed reduced weight. It showed satiety. And so the FDA doesn't have a list of all the side effects. According to the FDA, the side effects with Saxenda include thyroid E-cell tumors, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness, fever, one suicide in the trial in the Saxenda treatment group. So patients should be monitored for depression and suicidal thoughts. This came from 2020. Saxenda comprised 4% of patients receiving placebo. Oh, Saxenda compared to 4%. There was hypoglycemia that occurred in 15% of those patients. All treatment has to be discontinued if there's pancreatitis. They should be monitored for acute gallbladder disease, heart rate increase, kidney impairment, and hypersensitivity reactions. So that's interesting. So it has been a known side effect that there could be suicidal ideation. And suicidal ideation means somebody thinking about suicide when they never thought about it before. You could have depression. You may not have depression. But we've had suicidal ideation reported with other drugs, such as Chantix, for smoking cessation. And we as medical providers have to be on the lookout, because the last thing we want is somebody to take a medication. These are injections you get once a week. It kind of mimics a hormone that tells the brain you're full, slows down the gastric emptying, allows food to clear and digest slowly, makes you feel more full. And these are medications that were designed for diabetics, to help them eat less, lose weight, lower their hemoglobin A1C, their blood glucose, and how sugary their blood cells become. And it was a fantastic drug, but they found that, wow, people are losing weight. So if the pharmaceutical company can then turn around and market it as a weight loss drug, get it FDA approved, now here we are today with a multi-million, possibly billion-dollar market that is currently exploding across the U.S. for people getting these medications. And I have people of all ages asking for them. People in their 60s, 70s saying, I want to take the shot. Celebrities are on it. And it's, to me, I don't even know if I want to say I'm cautiously optimistic. I think right now I'm hesitant. I want our diabetics to have good glucose control. I want people who are morbidly obese with multiple comorbidities, such as heart disease, diabetes, to be able to add life expectancy and decrease their risk of major medical complications due to their weight and lose the weight. I just don't know if this is the long-term goal. As we've spoken about with these medications, some of them have 56-week trials, 65-week trials. We don't have trials with these medications for multiple years. But the evidence we do have is when people go off the medication, they gain the weight back. So the next question somebody will ask is, Dr. Dahlia, is the suicidal ideation as they're losing weight and using the medication, or is it when they start gaining the weight back? I believe the suicidal ideation is as they're losing the weight on the medication actively. But I'm telling you right now, doctors need to be prepared for the suicidal ideation of people who spent all that money, went through all that to lose 15% of their body fat. I think Wegovy, it's over 68 weeks losing 15% of their body fat just to gain it back. So in Europe, the EMA official said a signal is information on a new or known adverse event that is potentially caused by a medicine that warrants further investigation. And that's something that we do similarly here in America. So if you do have a family member on a medication that has suicidal ideation, and might I urge you all, any of the medicines your family members are on or you're on, please read the prescribing information. You really should be aware of these side effects, but rather than treating it with marijuana or alcohol or something else, understand that it could be your medication making you feel that way. Please keep an eye on those family members. Talk to them about it. Talk to the medical provider about it. Have open conversations and say, look, you might start to feel down. I read the package insert, and it's so funny because people tell me if I bring up suicide, they're going to do it. I never want to talk about suicide because I don't want to put the idea into their head. You can't live like that. Trust me. You would not be. If somebody commits suicide and you just asked, have you had thoughts of suicide? No. It is not that person's fault. I know in medical school, us medical students were really concerned that we had to ask patients during our psychiatric rotation, and we should ask everybody, are you having any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation? Are you thinking about suicide? Ever thought about hurting somebody? And we were all afraid going, oh no, then they're going to do it. No, you have every right to ask. And as a family member, say, look, they say a side effect of this is some people may have suicidal thoughts. Are you having any of those? No, well, maybe sometimes. Well, then I want you to see your medical provider immediately. It could be a side effect to that medication. And we want to make sure you get help because we don't want you to, under the influence of the medication, hurt yourself. And it's a scary time. And it's scary for family members. And I get it. I've seen multiple families battle with people with depression. The last thing you want to think is somebody on medication that could do it as well. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is meeting with King Charles. It's his first time visiting the monarch since he was crowned following the death of Queen Elizabeth. The president arrived at Windsor Castle after holding talks with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who he called a close friend and great ally. The GOP chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is supporting President Biden's decision to send cluster bombs to Ukraine.
These weapons would be a game changer. They are highly effective, particularly hitting flanks of troops inside of Ukraine.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Congressman Michael McCaul defended the decision, citing Ukraine's self-defense needs. Americans may be dealing with another rough start to the week at airports as flight issues continue. FlightAware reporting more than 1,700 flights have been delayed so far on Monday. In the meantime, more than 400 flights have been canceled across the country. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you guys last week that our beaches have feces? Oh, we have a little bit more data. Hold on. Oh, I thought it was going to sneeze. Oh, I got allergies. There we go. Oh, my gosh. You know, in the olden days, you could sneeze right away. Now, the body has a whole operatic event until I finally get to sneeze. So we have a little bit more data on our beaches, and we're in beach season. I love the beach. Love going into the beach. I swim in the beach. A lot of fishies peeing and pooping. But we are being told that more than half of our beaches contain dangerous levels of feces. Sorry, my nose is running. Testing carried out at more than 3,000 beaches across the country had shown that 55% had potentially unsafe levels. And that was at least once a year. Now, there have been reports that we get sick from our contaminated water every half hour. And it's because there's E. coli or other sorts of bacteria, Vibrio, that could come through our skin, spread into our body, cause us to have sepsis, or we swallow it. Now, according to this report, and let me see who gets credit for it, this is Environment America. It's a Colorado-based group with their annual Safe for Swimming report. And it's pretty striking. They looked at 3,200 beaches. On average, states test the water at the beaches for sewage contamination about once a week. Now, I believe the Gulf, and we spoke about this last week, I think the Gulf sort of beaches had some of the highest levels. Florida, Texas, Louisiana, the worst affected. 84% of their beaches having at least one day in 2022 when the water was contaminated with feces. Now, again, that could be from sewage runoff, flood water, a whole variety of reasons. Storms, when there's a lot of rain and flooding, or if we are having sinking, as has been purported in multiple areas across the United States, including New York City, Houston, then it's easier to flood. When you have flooding or overflow of sewage systems and drains, that will be carried into the drain pipes later to the rivers and then to the sea. Industrial farms and their manure, when there's storms, can get picked up. So, based on figures from the National Water Quality Monitoring Council, part of the Environmental Protection Agency, which tracks it, they looked at the second most contaminated beaches were found to be West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, where 70% of the beaches. Now, that's at least once a year. I know there's been a lot of rain this year, but I believe this data comes from previous years as well. Great Lakes, like those Wisconsin, Illinois, those were about at the 63% level of having at least overpolluted water at least once a year. So if the Gulf was at 84% and the West Coast at 70%, the Great Lakes 63% having feces detected at least once a year. Oregon had the most polluted beaches in the United States. Oregon, can you believe that? Half of its counties had beaches that were too dirty for swimming from 6 months to 12 months of the year. So many people are pointing to the farming. The EPA has been asking Oregon for a while to do something about the farm manure things entering the water system. Now, who did the best? Well, as we said last week, Alaska and Hawaii. But they still had unsafe levels of feces, 24%. And I know some of you are like, well, people are in the beach and they're going potty. So wherever the beaches are busier and people going potty, I don't think a lot of people are pooping. I think they might be peeing. But yeah, you can have E. coli in the urine. And when you pee, and then that gets into the water. I think people peeing into the ocean, we spoke about that. Many of us do. Right, if there's nowhere to go, but it does add to the contamination. And I know people think that there's fish. The fish are already there, but they're swimming around fish poop. Human poop is different. And so other issues might be aging sewer systems. You know how we were supposed to fix a lot of our infrastructure? Many of us have sewage systems that are aging. People are blaming climate change, causing there to be more intense storms. Again, I'm mixed with that because I think the climate is always changing. And the deadliest hurricane to date was in Galveston, Texas, in, I think, 1900 or 1901. And it killed 10,000 people. Now, I look at it as, well, 10,000 people died because we didn't have the warnings, you know, like we do now. Now we warn everybody and we say, okay, storm's coming, everybody evacuate. So if that storm happened today, would it have still killed that many? But we've had bad storms and floods throughout our history. They're saying it's happening more now due to climate change. So in 2020, the group said that 53% of beaches had potentially unsafe levels of bacteria for swimming on at least one day. In 2019, it was 56%. Now they think the number's going up. So what we have to do is have guards in place in terms of fertilized runoff, fertilized water runoff. And I know that's tough because you don't want flooding to ruin the crops. But there has to probably be ways where then that runoff goes to a place where it could be treated before it then runs into. And there's questions about that, how we're treating the water. Is that safe to allow that to go into a natural ecosystem? But I'm not surprised by this. Everybody's like, the beaches are dirty. This is such a big. I'm not surprised by that. The more population you have, the more you have, and by the way, this isn't just to me about feces. I don't know if you've been in a public pool recently, but, and I apologize about my allergies today, but the pool gets very murky looking within hours. And it's because of all the sunscreen and lotion and soaps and perfumes and body sprays. And so it's no wonder that our water is changing. It's having chemicals. It's having, and I've been in the pool. I told you many people do not want to get up to go to the bathroom because when they go to the bathroom in these pool areas or beach areas, sometimes there's no doors. Sometimes the toilet has water on it because people are wet. So then they sit on the toilet. So I know a lot of people don't like using the bathroom, but I don't want you peeing in the pool. Get a big gulp cup, one of those big cups that you get at like a 7-Eleven. Go into the bathroom and just pee in the cup. You could stand, pee in the cup, and then dump it in the toilet if you don't want to sit on the toilet. But do not, for the love of the Lord, pee in the pool. The ocean, I get. When I go fishing and there's no bathroom, and they say, oh, sorry, guys, so I'll jump over the side, I'll pee, and then I'll jump back in. We've all done it. It happens. It's just, you got to pee, you got to do what you got to do. But when you have a lot of people doing that, now you do wonder. All right? It does contaminate. So I think we need a better system. I think we need more bathrooms, clean bathrooms on the beach. I was blown away when I was in Tel Aviv, Israel, how the bathroom facilities, there were so many bathroom facilities. And you could go, they were clean. They were so people don't potty on the beach. You can't be leaving garbage. I don't want to see beer, food in there, cigarettes. We got to take care of our beaches. And it, I love the environment. I understand that there's a lot of debate on how much we blame stuff going on the environment. But I still like to protect our beaches, our trees. We only have so much of them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many patients want to know if they're being videotaped. And now there has been a recommendation that doctors wear body cams. And this was a very interesting piece that was written in the Boston Globe by a physician who wants to fight racism and medical violence. This is Dr. Amanda Joy Calhoun. She is an adult child psychiatry resident at Yale School of Medicine, Yale Child Study Center. So she is, according to Boston Globe, an expert in the mental health effects of anti-black racism with a focus on medical racism and is currently writing a book on medical racism. And she says, as a physician, she has witnessed countless racist behaviors towards black patients, She's heard white nurses joke that black children will probably join gangs. Doctors describe the natural hair of black people as wild and unkempt, she says. She says, I've seen black patients unnecessarily physically restrained, and she has stood in the emergency department as a black teenager died from a gunshot wound while white staff, quote-unquote, chuckled, saying he was, quote, just another criminal. So she is recommending that body cams be worn. I'm sorry, my allergies are acting up. And she said that body cam footage has been linked to reduced police brutality. Cameras in schools are effective against bullying, and monitoring the actions of individuals can result in self-checking behavior. So, you know, this is interesting. All right. And as a physician who's worked in ERs and urgent cares, okay, there were cameras all over the place, not in the patient room. I know a lot of people are freaking out about being naked on camera. It might go there. It might go there. We already now, where you have to have other people in the room, and there have to be, I'm trying to think of the word for it, when you have somebody who kind of shadows the provider and is there as a witness, you already do have other people now in the room. So yes, you do already lose some of your privacy because there's been complaints of assault, there have been complaints of sexual harassment. So now there's always somebody that accompanies a doctor into a room, especially when there's a woman. And so yeah, there's an audience now so that nobody could accuse anybody and you feel safer. So in terms of cameras, this is something that's going to be interesting because I know a lot of patients and people have been kind of freaked out about, are they videotaped in the medical setting? On the other end, the doctor is saying that there is activity and there is behavior that's being elicited unethically. And if there are cameras, that would cause somebody to check themselves and reevaluate them doing anything that could be unethical, racist. So most departments have, because of safety and security overhead, you know, by the nurses station, looking at the medications, there is supposed to be surveillance. But she's asking for the one-on-one being worn by medical providers. Well, there's a lot of privacy issues that come with that. And I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, but right now, if there's another person in the room being a witness, that person is still held to the same privacy standards. They're not supposed to go and tell other people what they saw. They're supposed to follow HIPAA. If there's camera and video footage that could be later hacked, that is a concern. I know a lot of women are very concerned that when they go and get plastic surgery, they have their pictures taken. And who has access to those pictures? So the more we get tech involved, the more people get a little nervous. But what is then the best way to address if there is this racism going on with patients? Are people being treated differently? Now, I told you, there was a patient that came into the ER. I had to take care of him. I had to provide CPR. Guy had a big swastika on his chest. We took care of him. We got him alive and well, admitted, then discharged. Fine. Look, I just looked at it. You know what? He had a swastika. Everybody's human. I think he's an idiot. I don't like Nazis, but I'm still going to treat them the same as everybody. Because I'm a doctor, I am supposed to heal, I'm supposed to help heal everybody. Can you have a split-second thought going, okay, this person just grabbed my butt. This person just ridiculed me. This person was, you get ridiculed and attacked and assaulted all the time as a medical provider. And yes, you might think to yourself, the guy's an idiot, but then I think to myself, he's got mental illness. So if this person is groping me, if this person is, he could be under the influence, it could be, you know, it's my job to help make it better so he doesn't hurt other people. And it's because we have an ethical code, and the last thing we want to do is do anything that could cause a person their life when it, you know, they're taken over by demons or whatever could be going on that's caused them to be there acting out. But if there is a push to have medical providers, and this wouldn't just be doctors because she said that she saw nurses do this too, then your bedpan change, your catheter change, your all that would be on camera. And that can make patients very uneasy. We already have patients very uneasy that there have to be other people in the room when they get pelvic exams. And even though you could refuse a witness and you could refuse somebody accompanying the medical provider, many medical providers are like, well, then I can't do the exam. Because you could say, I touched you. Or you could say, I did something. Now, there are some medical providers, just like police officers, who say they like the body cams. This way, there's their proof. But here's the question. Do you act differently? So if people have always kind of debated, when you start to have body cams, do you really get the true Dr. Smith or Officer Charlie? Or do you get a act? Do you get a performance? Well, both. If somebody's on camera, even if they say, I'm going to treat you, they will act differently. If they have to scratch, they're not going to scratch. If they want to air their frustration about something, they won't. And you will get a bottled up person. Please, can I have the Narcan? Smile, curtsy, and sage. You have to function. You have to function. And I don't know if the studies are out on if police officers feel that they get to... Well, many officers say that they do like the body cams in terms of it protects them from anybody accusing them. But do they feel like they can't cuss? Do they feel like they can't swear? Now, people swear all the time. I've heard it in the OR. I've heard it in classrooms. People swear. It's a way to let off steam and not directed at anybody, just, you know, because they're on camera, are they doing it less? Now, I've seen some body cam footage. The cops are like, I don't care. You guys are going to hear my sailor mouth. But for a physician, would that be considered unprofessional conduct? If they like, holy Blake. Okay, we got to, oh no, guys, we got a mass casualty event, holy Blake, blah, 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 blah. Is that going to be used against them if somebody gets the footage? And so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, sadly, there is a problem. As much as physicians are trained, as much as we go through all the ethical checks and make sure that we don't hold any political preference, you have seen time and time again, students, etc., in the news, because of some political issue, having an interaction with the patient. And we have to train all medical students, look, even if that patient ticks you off, excuse yourself. Get somebody else to deal with them. But don't act out if you don't like them. So it'll be interesting. But that's one of the latest headlines. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.